Welcome back to the Sports Drive here on ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Two very special guests joining me now, Justin Gatlin, Olympic gold medalist, and Coach Mike from Golden Elite Track Club. Welcome to our studio. Happy to have you guys here, and how are you guys doing today?
Doing fine. Glad to be here.
Appreciate being here.
Thank you for having us. Well, so tell me a little bit about this Golden Elite program itself. What is the goal that you have, Coach Mike, with this program, and what does it help do for the younger athletes here in Pensacola?
Well, Golden Elite is a not-for-profit track and field organization in which we established well over 20 years ago. The purpose of it is to adequately equip young kids, especially we start at age 4 and go up to 18, and those that are in college even come back home for training, to get them a safe, positive, constructive environment. We want to teach them the fundamentals of track and field, but at the same time enriching their lives as young people by using track and field.
Absolutely. I think that's awesome. And so there's a lot of benefits to track and field itself, health-wise. Justin, you can speak to this being an Olympic gold medalist and somebody who's spanned their whole career running. What about the running side of things and just training? And even maybe the eating side, do you think is the most important for making sure that you're the most healthy and fit to go and compete in an event?
You know, I don't want to say track and field is the best sport in the world, but it helps connect you with a healthier lifestyle, eating-wise, staying healthy. And on top of that, whatever the sports you want to do, running and staying healthy is a key to be able to be better in your sport. You see a lot of football players now that are taking on track and field a little more serious. So once they go back into their marquee sport, they're even better athlete.
Yeah, I ran cross country in high school, so I know a little bit about the training that goes into. I didn't run track; I wasn't that quick, but I didn't do the longer events either. I did golf as well. But one thing about running, is there anything, Justin, about running that you like in particular? Is it just having the spikes on and going at it? Is it the training aspect? What's the favorite thing that you enjoyed most? Whether it be during your career or just running itself, what's the thing that you enjoyed most about it?
Growing up, it was the competitiveness. Competing against people locally and then going outside of our city and competing against other people in other cities and other states, meeting new competition, sharpening my skills. But as I became a professional athlete, it's the feeling of being in shape. When you're in that elite shape, you feel like a superhero.
So, Coach Mike, I think Justin meant the whole competitiveness in going to state by state. Is that something that this AAU Junior Olympic Districts is kind of about? Is it athletes coming from different states and areas coming in, or is this exclusively just a Pensacola deal?
No, you're exactly right. They're coming in from the different states. We got kids traveling as far as on the other side of Tallahassee, Quincy, Florida, South Georgia, kids through the Alabama area. They come here with having them qualify for the first round. And once they qualify here, we'll go over to St. Augustine by the end of this month. And then we actually meet in North Carolina at North Carolina A&T from July the 30th to August the 6th. And those will be the best like the champ just said, you're in shape, you're competing. These will be the best kids in the United States of America, including some from Canada and some will be from Mexico, to grab that spot as the prima donnas. Creme de la creme when it comes to track and field. You know, this is their Olympics. These young people, this is their Olympics.
That's absolutely fantastic. And obviously, now that we're here, you're going to have it at Washington High School, which is neat to have it here in Northwest Florida. What's it like to have this event here? And then Justin, you can piggyback off of it as well, being back here in Pensacola, back at Washington, and being able to mentor some of these younger kids as well.
For me, I think it's great. You know, in the process of me doing track and field, the champ here was an inspiration when he didn't even know it. Because it's like, this guy's the fastest guy in the world. Who would have thought this time in my life I'll be sitting next to him, you know, doing what I'm doing and the inspiration he's bringing to these kids, not only here, but across the country, across the world. There's nowhere he can't go that people don't look at him and be like, oh, my God, that's so-and-so. At one time, I think it was back in 2019, if I'm not mistaken, we crowned the fastest kid in the world. He had never met Justin. Wow. He loved Justin. He, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And when he met him, he wouldn't stop hugging him. He just was holding him.
Oh, Cameron. So, yeah.
He knows exactly who it is, right? Yeah. Right.
So to have this situation to come up now in Pensacola, we have so many other athletes in so many different areas. But the champ said it earlier, track will springboard you to anything, swimming, tennis. Mm. It will help you with all areas of sports.
And again, as far as being somebody who these kids can aspire to be, what's it like to be in that position, Justin, and be somebody who can be a figure that people look up to when they, as far as a track and field persona or even you personally as well?
Well, it would be very chaotic if I didn't have Coach Mike and Golden Elite, especially here in the hometown, because you have so many young athletes who have talent. They don't know how to grow it. They don't know how to be able to harness it. And growing up here, we didn't have AAU in the area. So we had to drive, me and my parents had to drive all the way down Kissimmee, which is like a 7-hour trip, just to go run one race and qualify. Wow. So that took a lot of focus. It took a lot of drive. It took a lot of passion. Now these kids have the opportunity of having a meet that's going to be right here in their backyard, and it's going to help develop them. So hopefully with the start of this, you'll see the emergence of new track stars coming out and hopefully one day becoming Olympians as too.
Who are some of those athletes, Coach Mike, that people can look for this weekend and some of the big-time athletes who are going to be competing in these events?
Well, locally we have a couple of them. One young man, and I'm going to give him a shout. He's out of Navarre. We trained him a couple of years ago. He's on right now the Navarre Express Club that has grown out of Golden Elite, Eddie Love. Wonderful young man, very talented when it comes to track. We have a young lady, I call her Lady A. She's over at Washington. She just placed fourth at state in the 400 meters. She's also set a couple of records at Washington High School. She holds in the 1 and 2. I have a 12-year-old by the name of Zamar Purifor. He's actually running 52 seconds right now in the 400. There are even race walkers that medal at these Junior Olympics in our program. And I tell kids, we're not looking just for kids to come get medals around their neck. This program is designed to help you with your character and integrity and to teach you about self-respect for yourself. And I think once we establish that, a kid can go as far as they want to go.
I think that's awesome that you incorporate the, yes, this is sports, but also these are some lifestyle things that you're going to learn from us as well. It's really neat. Again, speaking with Coach Mike from Golden Elite Track Club and Olympic athlete and gold medalist Justin Gatlin. We can go ahead and read those sponsors off if you'd like to as well, and I'll just chop it up. So you got some sponsors that you would like to thank. Going to have Miss Cheryl come in here and thank the sponsors. Again, Miss Cheryl and Coach Mike from Golden Elite Track Club.
Hello, everyone. So we would like to thank Pensacola Sports Association, the Blue Wahoos, Publix Charities, Florida Power and Lights, Dick's Sporting Goods, Visit Pensacola, Attorney Phil Hall for making the AAU Junior Olympic District qualifiers possible for our city. And we're looking for future AAU sanctioned meets to be coming to Pensacola. They've already put us on the schedule for next year to try to host regionals, which will be a 4-day event, which will be a great opportunity for our city and the economics to, you know, bring the revenue to our city that is such deserving. I mean, people, like Justin said, you have to travel. In our track club, we were one of those. We were having to go at least 2-hour minimum just for our kids to compete. And so finally, 6 years in the making, we've finally been able to bring it home, and we're super excited, and there's tons of more to come.
Awesome. Sounds good. Again, a big thanks to Cheryl for getting this whole thing put together, Coach Mike, and then Justin as well. Justin, I got a couple of questions for you outside of just this event. What's the thing that you remember most about? You got 30 seconds till the gun goes off. You look to your left, you got Usain Bolt. You look to your right, you got Asafa Bow, Tyson Gay, and you got 30 seconds. What is it like to go through the training and all of that, and then you're in the moment? What's that like when you are 30 seconds away from running that 100 or whatever race it is?
Familiar. Why is it familiar? Is because when you are training, I train and I envision competing against those athletes. Mm. So once I get to the line, it's almost instinctual. And I have a strategy for each one of them. And that's the crazy thing is you can have a race strategy that would be able to combat 4 other guys and be able to hold them off and still win the race, all within 9 seconds. So when I'm at that 30 seconds before it's time to go, I'm antsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm ready to go.
Right.
I'm ready to get in the blocks. And sometimes the only thing that strikes me is looking over at that starter, waiting for him to climb up on the little ladder, put that gun in the air, and in my mind, I'm like, all right, we ready to go now. So just the excitement of the race, because the adrenaline just – it's like no other. When you are flying down that track, everything's a blur. Everything – it's almost like the Matrix. Everything's moving slow, but you know you're moving super fast at the same time.
Yeah, I think that one of the cool things about the track and field stuff is that's what draw people when they watch the Olympics. I think track and field is some of the most premier events that you're going to see, and it doesn't get covered enough. I mean, you have some of the Diamond League stuff that gets shown, but it's not covered enough where you get to the Olympics, and that's one of the things that I look forward to most, to see guys like you and the ladies as well run and just showcase their ability. Is that do you think that there should be a little bit more coverage in this as far as just the sport in general? Because, like you said, there's more than just running. And some people think who watch, oh, all they're doing is running fast, and they just have a gift to run quick. But like you said, there's strategy into your training and the way that you handle yourself and train 3 years leading up to another Olympics again. There's a lot more that goes into it, it seems.
Yeah, the end result is more coverage. I believe that when you have track meets, it should turn into a festival. You know, you can have music playing. Mm. You can have people in the crowds that don't even have kids out there on the field watching. They're just there for the fun, some drinks, some food, music, vendors. And then when it's time for the gun goes off, DJ stops, let the kids run. Then music comes back on. Everyone's having a great time, you know, and that's what it should be. You want to bring the city out to it to have a great time. And I think if that is implemented correctly, it can be exciting not only for those kids, but for the city, period.
So I overheard, I was listening to another podcast that you had been on, and I heard you say that you run sub 4:240. I had to ask you this. Is that true that you are actually, if you ran a 40 at the combine, you would break the record without question?
Yeah.
How low can you go?
I've went. Can you go?
Right.
I've been 3.8. I've been 3.9. I've been 4.1, and I was running 4.29 in high school. So, little known fact: elite athlete, when they're in 100-meter elite shape, they come through the 60 meters at they come through the 60 yards, whatever it would be at that point. All of us are coming through at least either 4.0 or lower.
Wow, that's insane. that's absolutely crazy. Well, again, speaking, I can't even think about it because you know you see these guys running like the combine, and they're pulling hammies as they cross, and they're giving everything for that one time, and then you think, yeah, I can go sub 4, and that almost just seems impossible.
Well, you know, when you walk, and as a child, then you learn how to run, so everyone can run, right? Mm-hmm. But do you know how to run correctly? That's where someone like Coach Mike steps in, helps teach them how to run correctly, use their angles, and that's the birth of an elite athlete. That's an athlete that can get a scholarship. That's an athlete that can become a gold medalist because not only are they running, but they're running correctly now.
How much of it goes into, and with that Coach Mike, as far as the overall, how important is it not just to be fast, but to be controlled when you're running and have the proper form? Is that one of the things that you teach first before anything else? Like, yeah, I know you're fast, but you can be even faster if you adopt these principles into how you run in your form.
Well, to be true, Drew, the first thing we teach them is to understand that this process takes time. Kids want to come out on Monday and be Justin Gatlin on Tuesday. They do. They want to just, hey, let me go one workout. They don't understand about hands, just like the champ just said, how to square up shoulders. Your chin has got to be in a certain place depending on your race. Are you stronger at the beginning of your race and we got to develop the end, or vice versa? Mm. There are so many elements to produce an elite athlete. Cam, who became the fastest kid in the world, when I first met him, his productivity in races were fifth, sixth place. But he believed in the process, and it took time. We had to eat right. We had to go to bed at the age of 8. He had to understand that rest is essential for your body. You know, that's like kids now that are coming out just to do this district meet here in Pensacola. They heard the champ was coming through. So we got kids calling out of nowhere. I just signed my child up to come participate. Mm-hmm. But we heard that Justin Galloway, you know, and it's great, though.
Yeah.
It's great because they get a chance. We got music. I don't know who told the champ what we're doing. We're doing giveaways every hour because we want it to be fun.
Yeah.
They're going to be door prizes. We're going to have autographs, of course. We're going to have music going on. The military is coming out to support and help his volunteers. We're going to have a military 4x100-meter race. We plan on having a fun time at this place. But kids get an opportunity to display their talent. But to answer your question, yeah, it takes time. It takes time. We tell parents, if you're coming out here for the magic potion workout, to think your child would be this, you know, exciting person in 2 or 3 workouts, you're in the wrong program. We don't do that here. It takes time. It could take a year to some kids. Be patient with that. It can take 6 months, and it depends on the athlete. If the athlete is natural and we can tell that, we're going to work with him, and we're going to push him or her. So I want to make sure we're talking about guys and girls.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, again, thank you so much for joining. Again, Justin Gatlin and Coach Mike and Cheryl Etheridge as well from Going Elite Track Club. Really appreciate it. And enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the event. And I'll be pushing it heavy to get kids out there because I think it's awesome what you guys are doing. And then for Justin as well, coming back home and being able to you know, support the community in every way, shape, and form. So appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.